Welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. I'm your host, Rima Katz. Direct deposit has been around for a long time, and it's used not only by a majority of workers in the U.S., but the federal government also uses it for tax refunds and EIP payments. Notcha recently conducted a study to better understand the use cases for direct deposit, particularly among young millennials. And as part of the key findings, Notcha also found that there's a lot of value in young millennials, especially those working in the economy, in using direct deposit. Today's guest, Debbie Barr, Senior Director of Network Rules Process and Communication at Notcha, as well as our own Brian Riley, Director of Credit and Co-Head of Payments and Mercator Advisory Group, dig into the key findings from the study and look at what financial institutions can do to assist young millennials who work in the gig economy to get paid via direct deposit. Debbie and Brian, it's great to have you with us today. Debbie, I'd like to start off with the recent study Notcha conducted of young millennials and how they get paid. What were the key findings and results of that research?
Yeah, so we know direct deposit has been around for quite some time, and it's very well received throughout the United States. Over 93% of American workers use direct deposit. We know the federal government uses direct deposit for tax refunds and EIP payments and many different kinds of payments. But what we really wanted to know was, let's dig down deeper into one segment of that population. And so we decided to look at the millennials. We specifically looked at ages 22 to 34, and we wanted to look deeper into not only our traditional W-2 employees, but also look at our gig workers. So in our survey of 700 U.S. consumers, we had half of those were W-2 employees and half of those were gig workers. And so with that, what we found, something that was surprising for us, but in a great way, was that 97% of those surveyed have a bank or credit union account, which is great because that means they already have the tools they need to receive direct deposit. And actually, 83% already are receiving their pay by direct deposit. We also asked them about where they keep their money. You know, where you primarily keep your money, and 71% said they primarily keep it in their bank or credit union account. And almost all of them have deposit accounts, and the vast majority had savings accounts. So that's a great thing as we think about things like split deposits. For them, the top uses for that direct deposit, salary, wages, receiving those tax refunds, the EIP payments, things like that. And something else that we found that we thought was really interesting is that receiving direct deposit creates this great foundation for using ACH for other things like your bill payment, right? And the more you use ACH, the higher, you know, as your experience with ACH, you get this level of trust because you see the benefits of ACH, you see the reliability, the convenience. And so with the trust level, we found that 80% of those who receive their salary with direct deposit consider it highly trustworthy, giving it an 8, 9, or 10 out of a scale of 10. So that's really exciting for us too. And so from there, it builds that foundation that moves them into using the ACH for other things like direct payments. And actually 7 out of 10 said that they use direct payment for at least one bill each month. So good results. We were very happy to see those.
You know, Debbie, when I think of my personal use, I don't think I've seen a paycheck myself for about 25 years. You know, it goes in and everything works and it's flawless. I recently had an issue with one of my kids where my daughter was filing her taxes. She checked the box. She did not want to get an ACH on her tax refund. She wanted to check it. I said, do you realize that will add about 5 weeks to when you actually get the funds on this? You just want to go in and out. The process has been well proven. And particularly when you look at the millennial segment, there's some good things here too. This is a very inclusive strategy. It encourages the few people that don't have bank accounts in that group to establish them. And it's a highly inclusive strategy.
You've shared a lot of really great and interesting stats so far. I want to dig a little deeper into what the research found when it comes to young millennials who work in the gig economy. What did the research find for this particular group?
Yeah, so let's talk about this group. So I mentioned earlier that they were ages 22 to 34, but we wanted to get a little tighter in that range too. And so these are college graduates. They have annual salaries of at least $35,000 a year, and they all had either a student loan or a car payment. So that kind of really tightened that group up for us. And so what we found was among those, remember I talked about W-2 employees versus gig employees, with our W-2 employees, 88% are already using direct deposit. So that's phenomenal. But less than half, only 47% of gig workers are getting paid that way. So we see a great opportunity there to educate that audience on the benefits of direct deposit. Now, we also had some in our survey who do both. They not only have their W-2 job, but they also do some side work, some gig work on the side. And with that group, we found that 92% of those were using direct deposit at least once a month to receive their pay. So the other thing that was interesting, though, is with our gig employees, just over half, just 56%, are primarily storing their money in bank accounts. The rest are storing it in non-bank payment apps. So that's a great opportunity there to talk to them about the benefits of using direct deposit and having that bank account available for that. We know that as you start receiving ACH credits, you get that comfort level with ACH. You start doing some direct payments. For this group, it may be their student loans. It may be their car payments that they set up as auto pay. But as we age, we add more lifestyle payments. We start adding utilities and mortgages and, you know, we get a second car and we start doing all these other things that we add into our world and subscription services and donations. And there's so many opportunities for direct payment. So we know as our consumers age, they add more lifestyle payments. And the more they add as direct payment, the easier it is. Because as I mentioned, once you set up that direct payment, it's set it and forget it. It's going to be taken care of. You're going to be able to go on vacation and know your mortgage was paid, even though you didn't do anything to make it happen. So it's just such an easy way to handle your finances and to manage your money.
This is basically a no-lose strategy, right? It's cheaper for the employer to do a DDA drop than it is to cut a check. That's a significant channel. For the employee, it loads up that account quicker and not have to wait for funds to clear through a check deposit, and even for the financial institution to increase the funds that get deposited into their accounts.
That's right. There's no downside.
Nalche just launched a campaign to encourage gig workers to learn more about direct deposit. Can you tell us more about this campaign?
Sure. So I've been with Nalche for quite a number of years. My kids were raised up on ACH. They received their allowances through ACH. And I mentioned split deposits earlier, and that's how they got their allowances. So when my kids joined the workforce, there was no doubt they were going to be asking for direct deposit. But as I talked to some of their friends, you know, their friends don't know as much. And so that's where we know that this audience is primed to hear more about the benefits of direct deposit, the reliability, the convenience, the security. Also great for the environment, right? So we have that paper-free way to get paid all electronically. So we started our campaign looking at three different channels. So with that, we have display ads that follow our targeted audience throughout their internet. We also have some native ads that if they're online and they're looking at articles, the native ads will be there too. And then we also have 15-second videos. And it's great because we pick three different types of gig workers. And these are real gig workers that are out there doing their job, working hard every day, trying to get their pay. And we have one that is in the food delivery. We have one that's in rideshare and one that's a dog walker. And so they're both in our static ads and in our videos. And I'm really showing how there are some things they have to worry about in their job, but they don't have to worry about their pay. Using direct deposit, their pay arrives when they expect it and it's there for them to use. So I think we really wanted to push this campaign out to help them understand, like, we know you guys are working so hard and you deserve to get every dollar that you're paid. So making sure and getting it on the day you expect to have it too. So making sure they understand all the benefits that go along with having direct deposit as your payment choice.
Now, I did have a question too, Debbie. Are there areas where you see resistance on this more than others? Or it would seem that the employer would be happy to do this. And when you look at the employee, they would need, it's just an educational message more than anything else. Is there any other resistance that you encounter?
Yeah, I think you totally hit it on the head there, that it's really an education piece more than there being a holdback. So it's helping to make sure that people understand the ease of signing up for a direct deposit and the reliability that your pay will be there when you expect it to be, and the security. We know there's always a little concern when we do anything online that there might be some issues, but the ACH network is a very secure way to make your payments.
And also the dynamics of it doesn't cost anything.
Exactly. Get your pay. Get what you earned. Exactly.
Debbie, you mentioned this education piece, which is so critical. Many of our listeners work in the payments industry or for financial institutions. What can these professionals do to assist young millennials who work in the gig economy to make sure that they're getting paid, you know, through direct deposit?
Yeah. So, I mean, the first thing that I'm going to say is visit our website, directdeposit.org/gigworkers. There you'll see a lot of great tools that you can pick up. You'll see our three gig workers. You'll see the ads that go with that. And from there, we want our financial institutions because they touch both sides of the transactions. They have the employers as their corporate customers, and making sure the employers understand that direct deposit is a great benefit to them to offer besides being a benefit to their employees. As you mentioned, it's much more economical. It's very easy once it's set up. And so making sure that the employers have the tools they need to get the direct deposit set up, but also to educate their employers or their employees on the benefits of ACH. And then the other side, our financial institutions also have the employees as their customers. We have the millennials with their bank accounts. And so making sure they understand the benefits of direct deposit, but also knowing that with that age group, they have their phone in their hand all the time. They have their bank app on their phone, making sure they understand where in their bank app they can grab that routing number, the account number, the information they need to sign up for direct deposit and know what it is. It's probably on the app, but can they find it? Do they know? Maybe you want to have something on your app that says signing up for direct deposit. Here's what you need. Make it very easy, clear, and call it out, because the beauty of ACH is once you're signed up, it's set it and forget it. Everything's taken care of. It's not something you have to keep going in every time and making it happen. So we just want to make sure that from both sides, the employers and the employees, they're understanding the benefits and the ease of ACH.
I imagine that every major payroll company in the United States has this as a feature, right?
Right, right. So direct deposit is something that is offered across the board. Any of your major payroll providers, and probably the majority of the smaller independent payroll providers, they know ACH, they know direct deposit. It's something that they are able to offer. So asking to make sure that it's available, the answer should always be yes. It shouldn't be something that you have to educate your payroll provider on. It should be available.
Debbie and Brian, thank you so much for your insights and perspective. Lots of great stats were shared. Debbie, for the listeners out there, can you remind us the site again where they can visit to learn more?
Once again, be sure to check out our website, directdeposit.org/gigworkers, for all the tools and to meet our gig workers.